Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bartow Sports Zone. Charles Wilson is out enjoying some family time. I'm Alan Sanders with you, and we are going to have some fun today, do a little basketball talk and a little sports talk as we make our way through the next couple of hours here on a Bartow Sports Zone, Bartow's Morning News Friday. First off, let's thank the sponsors of Bartow Sports Zone, which includes Blackstone Realty, Styles Auto Care, St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station, Derek Strange of Edward Jones Investments, Rooks Roofing and Exteriors, Schottenkirk Honda, Latitude Blue, Sidelines Grill, All-Star Roofing, Elite Stone Supply, and Three-Way Campers. I already teased it coming up. I said that before we went to the last hour break, I said we're going to have a couple of basketball discussions. Before we bring in our first guest, we're going to say hi to the other side of the Bartow Sports Zone crew, Jackson Hyde. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning, Alan. Hope everybody's doing well this morning. The first Friday in Bartow County without a high school football game in many months.
It feels weird. My wife doesn't know what to do with me on Fridays anymore. She's like, wait a minute. You're back? So, yes, we do not have any sports activities this evening. And joining us, and I did give a quick plug, we have the head coach of the Cartersville Lady Purple Hurricanes, Charisma Boykin, joining us again on Bartow Sports Zone. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning to y'all. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great. You know, this is always a strange time of year, and we'll bounce back and forth question-wise. Jackson's going to get you a lot more of the detailed sports questions. I'm more of the fan overview kind of questions. One of the things I'd like to know, though, because my girls played soccer, and that kind of went from, you know, late, you know, after the holidays, you would start doing some stuff, but with basketball, you're kind of getting into it with your first Thanksgiving break. You play a little bit, then you're back to another break. How do you keep the kids kind of focused when the end of the year is winding down? Teachers are wanting to be on vacation. Everyone wants time off, and yet you guys have tournaments and things to prepare for.
Yes, it's a lot, just trying to balance everything out. But we've been practicing, doing a lot of team bonding, and we've been in the gym. And with the schedule that we have, this year, we've been on the road a lot, so we've been doing a lot of traveling. That's kind of a good thing and a bad thing because everyone wants to play at home, but being away, you know, you can't win a state championship at home, so I think we're getting prepared for that.
All right, well, I was messaging Jackson. I was hoping for him to jump right in here. Well,
I'm sorry about that. It's sorry okay. about that, Alan. I was looking on the other side there, but Coach Boykin, thank you for joining us this morning. Coming off a super successful season. I think 17-11, the second round of the state playoffs last year. Tell us a little bit about some of the athletes you got coming back that's going to be part of the Lady Hurricanes this year.
Well, this year, I'm fortunate enough to have bring back a lot this year. We started with six freshmen. Since I've been here, I've struggled with personnel and having a number of girls. This year, we have a JV team as well. So that hasn't happened in a while, too, so I'm excited about that. But I have six freshmen, one by the name of Jada Catherine, Lakaya Banks, Ja Henderson, Zoe Shefflet, Alana Williams, and Taryn Bradley. So they're coming in, and they're playing a lot of minutes. They're getting a lot of reps, and they're also able to play, you know, JV and varsity with them having to play six quarters. So they're having to do a lot, but everything myself and the coaches are asking, they're doing, and they're getting better game by game.
Coach, you started off the season, I believe you're 2-4 at this point. Looking at your schedule, you ain't playing no cupcakes. You're stepping up. You're playing some big time basketball programs here in Northwest Georgia. How did it feel to go home and play your alma mater in Carrollton?
Oh man, it felt so good. I actually wasn't nervous until I walked in the gym, and you know the my family was there. You know, a lot of my players, that teammates that I played with in high school, they were there. It was so I don't know. I can't even describe the feeling. It was amazing. And I think with the girls having to go in that type of environment, because it is a basketball town when it comes to Carrollton. So it was just an overall great experience for the girls. And they've been exposed to a lot. We played six games, and four out of the six games has been 7A schools. But everything was designed and strategic to get us prepared for the 5A classification. So they don't see, like, the bigger picture right now, but we're seeing a lot of improvement each game. So I'm excited about this season.
Coach, we've got about 60 seconds or so left here in this first break. Tell us a little bit about before this first break. Tell us a little bit about some of your starters and returning players from last year.
We still have KK Arnold, which is our point guard, Ainsley Griffin, our shooting guard. We have Zoe. Zoe is a freshman, a transfer freshman. She's starting for us at the center. We have Tav Bradley, who is our post player. She's a returner. We have Nyel Camper, which is a starter, and she's a small forward. So we still have our main core from last year, and it's always good to have those other girls to come in. I'm now actually playing at least 8 to 9 girls a game. So I'm loving that, and just getting them in rotation and trying to find that solid squad that's going to start us off, and then, you know, with the help of the other teammates.
We're here with Coach Charisma Boykin of the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes, the Lady Canes. We got to take a short time out, but we'll be back with more of Bartow Sports Zone. Stick around.
Storms come along in life. But when your home or commercial property has an all-star roof and gutters, you have an all-star defense. For free same-day inspections and estimates, call 770-655-0911. Visit allstarroofs.com or find All Star Roofing on Facebook. For Bartow County's only master elite roofer, call on All Star Roofing.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Alan Sanders filling in the hosting duties. I just kind of direct the traffic here while Charles Wilson and the Wilson Estate is out on a little vacation. Jackson Hyde is with us, and we are with our first guest, Coach Charisma Boykin of the Cartersville Lady Purple Hurricanes. Coach, let me first, I'll start off with another question, and then Jackson will take it over from that. First, you know, beginning of the season, getting back into the swing of things. Some of these girls may play club ball and maybe do some things off before the season returns. Let's talk about some of the fundamentals, some of the things that you need to work on as a team early on. You're playing these harder teams to kind of get their mindset right. But talk about just as a coach, passing, dribbling, basic skills. How are your girls progressing, getting used to working with one another as a team?
We're progressing. I have a lot of softball girls as well, so we're having to split time in the summer with, you know, just fundamentals and gluing. So we're having to do a lot of chemistry right now, which is fine because we're getting better game by game. But I'm excited about, like, their mindset. They're ready to work. We're struggling with turning that ball over right now. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with, you know, the level of competition that we're playing. But I think it's going to – we'll see, like, the – what is it like? How is it improving over the last few games? So it's just turning that ball over, like the simple passing the ball and dribbling and handling it with pressure. And I think that's going to help us during our region.
Coach, here in your final segment, again, we thank you for taking the time out of your morning during season here to join us to help our listeners learn a little bit more about the Lady Canes basketball team this season. But, you know, holiday break's coming up here in a few weeks, but a lot of basketball going to be played over the break, it looks like, for the Lady Canes. Tell us a little bit about some tournaments or events you got coming up that the fans, the local listeners could come out and watch.
Yes, sir. We have Creek View on Saturday at 6 o'clock at Etowah High School, another 7-day school. So that'll be good for the Wood Elite Sewer Classic Tournament. So we're in two of those. We're going back to Carrollton. On the December the 18th and the 19th, we'll be playing Gainesville and Manor Jackson. So there's some more tough schools. And then we'll be finally in a Darius Tiger Clash. It's December the 28th through the 30th. We'll play 3 games there. So it's like a bunch of local teams. And I think we need to try to get back to the Adairsville because, you know, that's in the same area. And I think that'll be good for the community to come out to play because everything is close. And I think Adairsville and Cartersville, just hearing from the community that they used to play a long time ago. So we're trying to bring that back as well.
Yeah, that Tiger Clash tournament is a well-run tournament. A lot of good teams. A lot of good local basketball. I think about all our local teams will be involved in that tournament this year. Coach, we know you can't do it all alone. We know you got the players. We know we got you. Tell us a little bit about your support staff and folks that are helping you make this thing happen.
Oh, God. Well, let's go to the weight room. Coach Gulch, he's amazing. My girls are lifting during class period, and he does a very good job of getting those girls prepared. My first season, I'm just like, Lord, we got to get in the weight room. And since I've been here, he's did an amazing job, and that's the difference in what we do. We're also starting to do yoga and stretching, and we have a guy that comes in before the games and does well with that. I have a wonderful coaching staff. They're amazing. You know, I know I'm the head coach and all, but my coaches show up. I actually just exited practice, and they're running practice right now. My coaching staff is Hannah O'Shields, AJ Mosley, and Jalen Pugh, and Morgan Jones. They do an amazing job. They come in and work day in and day out, and I can't ask for a better coaching staff.
Hey, Coach, let me jump in here for just a second, because as a dad of daughters, and again, I mentioned my girls were in soccer, the idea of going into the weight room and weight training, that seems to be more of a newer phenomenon. At least I know my girls, they did a lot more of the running, sprinting, and a lot more of the like track work. They weren't in the weight room. How much has that evolved at the high school to see girls having to also do that weight training that we often think about as more of the physical sports, which basketball, of course, can be very physical on the court? How's that been getting the girls to enter the weight room and start doing some lifting?
Oh, at first, it was like, they were like, Coach, we're lifting weights. but I think they're enjoying it, and we're making it like mandatory that you have to do it. And I think the results of everything and what we're doing, I think they're excited about getting in the weight room. And he does a good job. Even on game days, we're lifting. Coach Gulch is a big part of why we are like we are. Like we still got to get more physical, but I see a huge improvement over the years.
Coach, just another couple minutes here before we have to let you go. And again, thanks for taking time out of your practice and morning to join us. I know this is year three for you. Do you think your team is on schedule from when you got here and your goals? On schedule, behind schedule, or on above ahead schedule? What do you think?
If I had to be honest with you, I think we're ahead of schedule. We had a quick turnaround, and we still have a long ways to go. But the expectations are high, and I would definitely not lower them. Now the girls' mindset is changing. We're changing. It's culture now, and I think that right now they're in a place where like we got to get a win, and I never thought it'll be that so fast. But I've had great leaders and great girls that's in the program that's leading those girls that's coming in, and even in my middle school we're showing up and supporting them, and we got a good group coming up 7th and 8th grade. So I'm just excited about what's to come.
All right, Coach, I know you mentioned your starters earlier, but just to throw a scenario question at you, you're down, you got one play left to try to take the lead here to the end of the game. Who are you looking to this season to make that shot for you?
Make that shot or make that play?
Make that play.
Make that play. I got to get the ball in KK Arnold's hand, because you know what? If she don't score and take it, she'll find my shooter, or she'll find that post. Like, and we put a lot of demands on her because she has the ball in her hand 85-90% of the time with being point guard. And I know she's a sophomore and I know she's young, but she's able to make a lot of decisions. So I'm just looking for her to make the right play for her teammates.
Coach, as always, we never have enough time for all the questions we'd love to ask, but I guess that's just why we'll have to have you back over the course of the season. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me, boss.
Awesome. Coach Charisma Boykin, thank you so much for being here on Bartow Sports Zone. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Have a blessed day.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to head to the bottom of the hour. We got statewide headlines coming your way, courtesy of the Georgia News Network. We'll follow it up with some local headlines, and then we'll continue the basketball discussion. Coach Evan Black of the Excel Christian Academy will join us in about 15 minutes. Hang around.
This is Cartersville's own personal injury attorney, Zach Pritchard. Football season is an exciting time, but if a car, truck, or motorcycle wreck has tackled you behind the line, call us today and hand off that stress to us. We make sure your injuries are treated so that you can get back in the game and continue crossing those goal lines. Don't let insurance companies rush you with their tricks and tactics. With Pritchard Injury Firm's protection, you'll never come out of the pocket. So call me today, 470-420-4200 or Google us at PritchardInjuryFirm.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Bartow Sports Zone. I'm Alan Sanders filling in. Charles Wilson enjoying some family time off along the vast and stretching palatial estate of the Wilson Manor. And he left me in charge, which, you know, that's a flaw on his end. You know, I can't help it if that's what he decided to do. We've got Coach Jackson Hyde with us as well. And I will introduce our next guest. We told you we'd be basketball-centric with our guest this hour. We have Coach Evan Black of the Excel Christian Academy. Evan, good morning. Welcome to our program.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I'll kick off with the first question, then Jackson will take it from here. I'm going to give you the same question I asked Coach Boykin of the Cartersville Lady Canes. This time of year, I know kids. Trust me, I've had them. They came back from Thanksgiving. They're thinking Christmas is around the corner. They don't want to think about school. They don't want to think about practice. They want to think about vacation and being with family and friends. How do you as a coach focus the athletes to say, no, this is the time of year we need to be playing those games and honing the skills before region really kicks in?
Yeah, I think there's a couple really good motivators. One is get on the line. So you don't want to go hard. You don't want to lock in. We can get on the line. We can either be the best conditioned team, or we can be a really well-oiled machine. That's up to you guys. And then the other really good motivator is, hey, come sit next to me. I think those two seem to have a way of getting everybody focused and moving in the right direction.
Coach Evan Black from the Excel Christian Academy. Coach, thank you for joining us this morning on Bartow Sports Zone. I know it's a busy time of the season for you. We thank you for your time out. First of all, you're new to town. You're new to us. You're new to Excel Christian. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you come from, things of that nature.
Yeah, so I grew up in Woodstock, Georgia. Went to Etowah High School, and it feels like forever ago. It feels like a couple lifetimes ago. And actually, in my senior class, we had three Division I basketball players. Myself, I played at Oral Roberts University. TJ Vines played at Georgia Tech. And Brett Gravett played at South Alabama. The interesting thing was we had our starting center went on to play football at Memphis and was starting quarterback as a freshman. And then our fifth starter was probably more talented than all of us. So we had a great team. We had a lot of injuries our senior year, so didn't accomplish all the things that we wanted to, but went to play in junior college at Middle Georgia, which I understand now is not even a junior college anymore. Had a great team there, went on to play at Oral Roberts University, and played my final college basketball game. And I had never thought past that moment. I mean, I had never considered what happens whenever you can't play again. We got beat in our conference tournament, and our head coach, Scott Sutton, comes into my hotel room, and he says, hey, Evan, what are you going to do next year? I said, Coach, I have no idea. I've never even thought about it. He said, well, why don't you come back and be a graduate assistant? You can go to grad school. I'll pay for you to go to grad school, and you can figure out if you like coaching. And so sounded a whole lot better than going to trying to find a 9-to-5. So I did that and absolutely loved it. Moved back home, was on staff with Tony Engel. First year, Kennesaw State, went Division I, was my first year there as his top assistant. I coached there for 4 years, and then I got into ministry. And I've been pastoring for the last 12 years. Pastored in Austin, Texas for 10 years, and then moved back to Georgia about 2 years ago to start Propel Church in Ackworth. And so I was pastoring Propel Church. David Archer, who's previous coach of Excel, when he stepped down, he told them they need to call me, and some kind of way now I'm coaching at Excel and pastoring Propel Church. That's the short version, if you can believe it.
Short version. Well, that's a short, good version there. So you obviously come to Excel with a lot of basketball experience at all different levels. And that's important for that program. We got about 3 minutes before our first break. So let's get into your roster. Tell us a little bit about some of the kids you've got back, the roster for this year, and your expectations at this point.
Yeah, we have a great group. We have a really good mix of upperclassmen and underclassmen. So right now we're starting We're starting two juniors, two seniors, and a freshman. So we have David Jinks, who's apparently been at Excel for a long time and really, really good player for us. Super tough, kind of can do everything, makes a lot of plays. We have KP, Kamari, and Prophet, who he's another one of those guys. He's really versatile. He could play the four for us. Sometimes he plays a point for us. He's does a lot of things really well. We have a new guy, Carlos Cartagena, who has come in and come in from Colombia, and he is he's a special player. He's about 6'4". He can play inside, outside. He can really do it all. He's really, really good. We have a freshman starting point guard who may be our most solid, consistent player, King Eliziar, and he's really, really good as well. And then into our starting lineup tonight for the first time will be Carter May, who is a transfer from Cherokee High School, and he's come in and he's been absolutely phenomenal. Now, all these guys have been really great, but our record is not yet reflected that. But give us a little time. We're coming. We're coming.
That's excellent, Coach. It's good to see the program continuing success, coming off a big season last year, deep run, I think, all the way, if I remember correctly, to the state championship game last year. So that's awesome to hear. Support staff wise, some of the guys on the team that help you make the thing run.
Yeah, so Coach David Jinks has apparently he's an Excel staple. He's in my interview process, and he's one of our assistants, also the baseball coach, and he does a great job of making sure I know how to navigate through the school and all the things that go along with that. And then Coach Torrey Smith has been a tremendous help too. Great basketball mind, young coach. You're going to hear a lot about him in the future for sure.
We're here with Coach Evan Black of the Excel Christian Academy. We are going to take a short time out here. We got to get you caught up on a few of our sponsors, but we'll be back with the coach and more of Bartow Sports Zone. So stick around.
Know what time it is? It's model year end clearance time at Day's Chevrolet in Ackworth. And that means you can save up to $3,000 off a new 2023 Chevy Equinox. Oh yeah, that's real. 3,000 clams. So the way I see it, you've got a choice to make. Get to Day's Chevrolet in Ackworth right now while the selection is great. Or wait too long and run out of time. Save $3,000 off a new Equinox today. Find new roads online at dayschevrolet.com.
Do you love the way your home or business looks in Christmas lights, but lack the expertise and equipment to get the job done right and safely? Hydro Pro Wash has the answer. We can design and install your decorative lights, maintain them throughout the season at no extra charge, and take them down at the start of the new year. For an exact quote today, call 678-764-3553, find Hydro Pro Wash on Facebook, or go to mychristmaslightspro.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Alan Sanders with you here in the studios. Charles Wilson enjoying some time off. We've got Coach Jackson Hyde with us, and we are guested with Coach Evan Black of Excel Christian Academy. Coach, welcome back to the program. You were talking about all of your basketball experience. Let me ask you this. Just because you've played a lot of basketball doesn't necessarily give you the tools to impart that to other people. So where have you found that bridge in yourself to take the skills you've learned, the play you've had on the hard court, to then impart to the students that now you're in charge of?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more difficult for players that were really good to do that. I mean, you look at the Michael Jordans, the Larry Birds, you know, even the Magic Johnsons, they didn't have a whole lot of success. I mean, I guess Bird did, but he let everybody else coach. So that's not my problem. I was just good enough to trick a couple people into giving me a scholarship and letting me play on their team, but I was never good enough to where it would have been a problem with coaching. For me, it's all about the players. It's all about the people behind, you know, the jerseys, and being able to connect with them and being able to really just make it about more than basketball and help them to learn life lessons. And so, having lived a little bit of life, I think it's easy whenever you keep that big picture in mind.
Coach, kind of just bouncing off of that before we get into the season, Do you feel like you have a little more street cred with the kids, knowing that you did play at a high level at Oral Roberts, traditionally great basketball program?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because you would think so. The problem is, see, you guys are looking at me sitting down, but if I stand up, you wouldn't be able to tell whether I'm sitting or standing. I'm only about 5'7 or 5'8. So I think what happens is they hear, oh, we got this coach that played Division I basketball, coached Division I basketball. And then I walk in and I have no idea what they're thinking after that. Once we get on the court and I'm able to kind of give them some insight and into things, I hope that I get that street cred back, but I don't ask because I don't want to know the answer.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk about the upcoming season. Off the air, you mentioned you've got a big game tonight. I know your games are normally played at Liberty Square, but you've got a special location and a good basketball team coming to play you guys tonight. Tell us about what you got going on.
Yeah, so tonight we have Calhoun. We're playing Calhoun at 7:30 tonight at the Aubrey Street Gym there in Cartersville, and we're super excited about it. We're expecting a big crowd, and we need a big crowd to give us a chance, give us a little energy, give us some little extra motivation. So we're hoping that the community comes out tonight to support the Excel Eagles.
Have you been in Aubrey Street Gym?
You know, it's wild. So I used to play in that gym when I was just out of high school and in junior college. Coach David Archer and Eddie Lee Wilkins had their pro-am way back then, and I got to play in there a little bit. Now, I wasn't good enough to play a whole lot there, so went to a lot of games there, but I sat on those bleachers more than I probably played on that court.
Yeah, that's going to be a great environment. That'll be a fun game tonight. What you got coming up over the holiday break? Probably some tournaments, things of that nature coming up. Any special events or fundraisers you got coming up? Let us know what you got going on.
Yeah, we're in a really difficult stretch of our season right now. We just last week played Christian Heritage, number one team in, you know, out of Dalton with Jax Abernathy, and we played really good. We played a really good game and got beat by 39. It was the best 39-point loss I've ever seen or been a part of. And we're kind of in that stretch right now. We got Calhoun tonight. We have Shiloh Hills Christian on Monday, which right now they're the number one or number two team in GAPS, the league that we play in. A couple cup tough games after that. Then we're playing in the Adairsville Christmas tournament. So we'll actually open up with Calhoun again. And then we hit our region play, which – should be a little better for us. So that's kind of the schedule piece of it. On Monday, December 18th, we have a big Christmas fundraiser where we're bringing in some comedians, and we're going to have a really fun night to try to raise money for the athletic programs there at Excel. And so you can get more information about that at the Excel website, which is excelca.org.
Well, that's good times. Coach, we're glad you joined us this morning. Again, I know it's mid-season, taking some time out of your schedule to talk with us. And folks, remember December 18th, to go get more information on that night. Sounds like it'll be a fun night for the family to come out. Hear some good stories, some laughs, and raise a little money for the Excel Christian basketball program. Coach Black, thanks again for joining us. And we look forward to having you again in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. As we make our way through basketball season, that's what Bartow Sports Zone is all about, folks. Bringing you the coaches, the voices, the key movers and shakers behind all of our sports to try to make it fun for you, not only to support the teams, but then maybe come on out and check out some of those games. We got to take a top of the hour break. We've got news, we got weather, we got traffic. It's all coming your way next, and another brand new hour of Bartow Sports Zone is ready to roll. So keep it right here to your AM 1450, FM 100.3 dial, and streaming 24/7 at WBHFradio.org or using the Radio Garden app.
Hey, Frankie Johnson here from Styles Auto Care.
And just passing through on the retirement trail, Mac McKenzie.
Hey, Mac, what you been up to?
Oh, just getting ready to hit the road, and you guys really hooked me up at the audio and accessories department.
Really?
Yeah, installed a load-bearing hitch to haul the RV, a new stereo to cover road noise, and a backup camera. Now my wife doesn't have to yell at me when I'm backing up.
Wow, thanks, Mac. And just remember, at Styles Auto Care,
we can do almost anything to your vehicle except sell it.
With agents Holly Carpenter, Pete Poston, Carolyn Brown, broker Ashton Willingham, and owner Calvin Evans, Blackstone Realty Group is your full-service real estate team for all of Northwest Georgia, providing attentive service for buyers, sellers, and investors on a wide range of real estate needs for all types of property and price ranges. Call Blackstone today to find or sell that special home, rental, or commercial property. Blackstone Realty Group, 770-382-6202, and online at blackstonerealty.net. Elite Stone Supply can meet all your needs for outdoor supplies and power equipment, but did you know we repair and service small engines? From string trimmers to lawnmowers, Elite has the experience, tools, and service to keep your equipment running. Elite Stone Supply, with Husqvarna mowers, Hi-Sun ATVs, Premier buildings, and Superior trailers, we have it all. At 9 Baker Road and Joe Frank Harris Parkway, just north of Cartersville, across from Racetrack, online at EliteStoneSupply.net.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Zone, Bartow Sports Zone. Alan Sanders filling in for the vacationing Charles Wilson. Charles Wilson always bringing us some great local sports information. In fact, almost always when you hear us do the local sports in the during Bartow's morning news, whatever we get, a lot of that is due to the hard work and effort of Charles and the rest of the folks that report their scores over to him, and then we just turn around and bring you local sports in the morning. Before we continue our sports conversation and continue having fun here in the month of December, we got to dive into your sponsors of Bartow Sports Zone. Big shout out to Day Chevrolet, Sidelines Grill, All Star Roofing, Elite Stone Supply, Three Way Campers, Latitude Blue, Schottenkirk Honda, Rooks Roofing and Exteriors, Derek Strange of Edward Jones Investments, San Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station, Styles Auto Care, and Blackstone Realty. I am Alan Sanders filling in, and joining me as part of the Bartow Sports Zone crew, Coach Jackson Hyde. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Good first session there with the two local coaches. Excited for Coach Black and Excel. He sounds like a very polished young man, and I expect big things out of him.
You know, I was going to start off with that and say that meeting him for the first time, as we were kind of virtually, but we had him on the Zoom. I liked what he said about, you know, I bring some life lessons to the court. It may not be necessarily, you know, that I've done this amazing thing, although I do think, you know, he's being a little humble having played for Oral Roberts University. But he has some life lessons. He has gone around. He has seen more than just this corner of the world. And I think that's going to transcend, whether it's on the surface or whether kind of underneath over time. I think that does lend itself to being a good coach.
Absolutely. He's played with some great players, played for some great coaches, and a lot of contacts. I expect big things out of him, and I'm excited for Excel to, you know, having to replace Coach Archer was probably a task they wouldn't excited about, but it sounds like they landed with the right guy.
Well, it probably didn't hurt that David Archer Jr. was well aware of Coach Evan Black ahead of time and made the recommendation, say, hey, you might want to reach out to this guy and bring him in.
That's right.
All right, you're probably traveling through one of those little areas. You're getting a little bit of a warble. So if you guys missed it, we also had Coach Charisma Boykin from the Cartersville Lady Purple Hurricanes. And I was encouraged, Jackson, when she said, that because you asked her the question, you know, this is your third year now. You've had a chance to kind of start to establish your philosophy. You're kind of bringing your game. You're coaching these kids. A lot of them are, you know, a couple of years now under your system. You heard them talking about getting in the weight room, which even the girls initially were like, wait, you want us to lift weights? And she's like, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to have fun. But she said, and this was encouraging to me because I think they've been doing pretty well, is she thinks she's ahead of the curve of her kind of plan for where she wanted to be by this point.
And I would agree with her. If you look, you know, her first year, I think they won 4 ball games. I think they went 4-14. And last year, won 17 games, went 17-11, beat Jefferson in the first round as a higher seed in Jefferson, and was able to have a really successful season. So, and you know, pretty much that entire nucleus to that team is back. I expect big things out of that bunch. I agree 100%.
Now, one of the things that I know we'll be working on probably over the holiday break here is to start looking at some of these basketball teams. And now that we've had football kind of finally put to bed, we'll talk a little bit about that after the break because we're done. But as far as basketball, they've been slowly been getting underway. They've been playing some games. We talked about there's tournaments coming up. But I'm actually looking forward to shifting our broadcast focus to start putting attention on the hard court, because what I like and I've always loved about doing basketball is we almost always will have the girls' game followed by the boys' game as they usually travel in pairs. So we get a chance to hear what's going on the hard court from both the girls and the boys.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's usually WBHF does a great job. It's usually local games. It's two local teams playing each other. So you're getting four sets of parents, four sets of listeners with the two girls teams and the two boys teams. So it's going to be a fun time, fun season, and got some good basketball ahead of us.
100%. And I know for me, I'll be honest, I wasn't a basketball guy forever because I never played. I never really did a whole lot. Thanks to my wife. And I can say thank you for at least now 16 years of paying more attention to college basketball than pros. I'm still not a pro basketball person. We're hoping to maybe get Brad Stevens to join in. He can chime in on that. But as far as college basketball, and that, of course, transcends into the local basketball scene, I'm now much more enjoying seeing these students rise, progress, gain the skills under these coaches, and then get those opportunities to play at the next level.
Yes, and you know, we're fortunate here in Bartow County that the past few seasons we've had some teams make some good runs into the state tournament. That's been fun to watch, and it's excited to see it again. I know Coach Jackson at Cass is excited about his group he's got coming back. We had him on last week, and he's expecting that team to turn around. It's going to be fun to watch Woodland, see if they can get things turned in the right direction. And, of course, the Dares was always steady Eddie up there, so it's going to be a good season.
Well, before we take our break, I can do a quick tease for next week, and Charles will be out again. So, Jackson, you and I are going to get the yeoman's work again on a week from today. But it looks like we're going to put a spotlight on the Cass boys basketball program. We'll have Coach Kevin Cunningham in the first segment, and then Kyle Morgan, who is the Woodland girls basketball coach, will be joining us. So, it's ironic, we're going to be putting a spotlight on Cass and Woodland, both one boys team and one girls team, this time next week.
Yep, looking forward to talking to those two. Those two got some transition ahead of them. Those are the two teams that coaching is going to be huge for both of those teams. They're placing a lot of players on both squads.
Right now, you're listening to WBHF AM 1450, 100.3 FM, and we are online, of course, using the TuneIn radio app, which I don't use as much anymore because of the commercial breaks. I use the Radio Garden app, but you can go straight to our website, WBHFradio.org. And don't forget, Charles Wilson, I export the show and then he usually uploads it. So for those of you who missed it or want to go back and listen, don't forget to find Bartow Sports Zone podcast online. It's 19 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of Bartow Sports Zone.
At Schottenkirk Honda of Cartersville on Main Street, we not only have all the new models like the Civic, Accord, Pilot, Passport, and CRV, but Schottenkirk also has the electrified Insight, Accord Hybrid, and Clarity plug-in. Schottenkirk has a large certified pre-owned inventory, and our award-winning staff can match your needs and budget with ease. We have the new Ridgeline pickup and the Odyssey minivan too, so give us a shot at Schottenkirk Honda, online at Honda of Cartersville.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Bartow Sports Zone. Alan Sanders filling in for Charles Wilson, doing my best to keep the ship afloat and moving in the right direction. Joining us, we've got Jackson Hyde of the Bartow Sports Zone Benchwarmers, and also, we got to say hello to Brad Stevens, who's joining in. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Jackson. I'm boogieing down Etowah Drive myself right now, so bear with me. I'm driving and got it on my stand in here, so if I screw up, I apologize.
Oh, it's all good. Let's do this, and I teased it a little bit as we were finishing up kind of a recap of our basketball talk. We're still kind of focusing on local athletics, local high school. Jackson made a point of saying when we started, we're done with football, which feels a little weird. We went deep into the season. Cass went three games in. Cartersville went four past the regular season play. So might be a good time for a quick recap. Jackson, I'll go to you first. the Cass Colonels. Talk about an amazing season. Went deeper than they went last season. They overcame the loss last year against Mays. That's what I'm thinking about. Was able to overcome that as a rematch from the year before. Your thoughts, having covered many of those Cass Colonels games this season?
Yeah, you know, looking back at it, you go back 4 years when Coach Gates took over. The team's definitely trending in the right direction. 5-5 his first year, no playoff appearance. Second year with, you know, getting beat the first round by a good St. Pius team, and then beating Jefferson 2 years ago, and then losing to Mays, and then this year we've increased it by one game in the playoffs each year. So trending in the right direction. Lost a lot of key dudes. And with losing the Henderson brothers and Sokovi Whites of the world is going to be hard to replace. But it was an exciting season, fun to watch. For a Colonel, lifelong Colonel, it was fun to watch. It was a good run.
Jackson, one of the things that maybe you can weigh in a little bit, when Coach Steve Gates came in, I remember we interviewed him within days of his arrival. And one of the things I remember early on was him talking about the strength of Cartersville when looking at local teams. It was just the depth of their program that they were constantly reloading, and he wanted to do that. He wanted to have that same kind of mindset of starting at the middle school, so you're constantly churning talent to run into Cass. From your perspective, has he been making strides to accomplish that goal?
Yes. It's Cartersville wasn't built in a day, and Cass won't be built in a day either. But, yes, we have. The middle school program's tremendously increased. We were in the Georgia Middle School Athletics Association now. We'll have at least two teams in that league next year, possibly three. So things are moving in the right direction in our feeder program. And it's going to be exciting to watch. The depth is the key. That's where, you know, you go four rounds into the playoffs, you've got some depth. You play that many games, you've got some depth. And that might have caught up a little bit with us down at Coffee County a couple of weeks ago.
Brad, let me bring you in on this as well. You've been a longtime fan of local sports and talking about the football programs and part of the discussions. Your thoughts as we have now wound down the 2023 football season?
Well, it was one of the more exciting ones. I hated to miss the Friday night festivities this year, but, that's life. But I did keep up with it very deeply. I watched as many games as I could on NFHS and listened to everybody on the radio. And yeah, as a Cass Colonel myself, I was really excited for them and their season. I knew Coffee would be a tough game. I saw their regular season scores and what they've done in the playoffs so far, and I knew it was going to be a tough sled down there in Douglas. And, those guys are huge. I don't know if anybody else watched the game, but, there's no secret why Coffee is so good. They've got a lot of athletes. They're really tough and well-coached, and that's what happens. That's the breaks. But, Cass was there. They put up a good fight, and I know that they're going to keep doing that with Coach Gates out there, and I'm really excited for their future. Adairsville, I'm pumped for them as well. Coach Cudd, he's been there for a long time. He's got a lot of pride in that program, as that community does, and they're going to be just fine. They've got a ton of athletes on both sides of the ball. In Cartersville, what can you say? I mean, they ran into Coffee as well, and they put up a really good fight against those guys, scored some points on them more than just about anybody else has. But, once again, Coffee's depth and strength just kind of overwhelmed everybody this year. So they're playing for the state title, and I think they're going to win it. So it won't be any – black mark on anybody's record here for losing to them. As far as Woodland goes, I love Coach Haywood, and I know he's going to keep fighting out there. And I know it's a tough sled in this region, and nothing was built in a day, as Jackson said. And I know Coach Haywood's trying to build something there, and I know he's going to keep doing it with the athletes he has, and he can keep some people at home and stay with the program. I believe they can have some success.
Got about 2.5 minutes to the bottom of the hour news break, so I'll stay with you, Brad, and then the same question will go over to Jackson. Because you guys are longstanding fans of Cass, having gone there. You guys are big Cass people. My girls all went to Cartersville. There's a friendly rivalry between Cass and Cartersville over the last several years, one would say. Both teams got beat by Coffee. What does that mean for both programs next year?
Well, I mean, if you lose to the eventual state champion, I mean, it doesn't make it any better, I guess. I mean, you're not going to be like, well, that's great, I'm glad we lost, but just being in that spot, playing teams like Coffee, playing teams like St. Pius, playing teams like Mays, who are always in the playoffs, who are always going to be successful, and now you're in there with them every year, that's how you build confidence in a program. That's how you keep kids in a program and believing in a program. And the kids that, may or may not have gone to that extra weight training session, now they're going to go because they want to be part of something bigger. And, you know, that's what that is. That's a confidence builder, knowing, hey, we can hang with the best out here. As long as we stay healthy and listen to our coaches and stay disciplined and add all the other cliches in there that I can possibly add, you know, they'll, everything will work out just fine on Friday.
Jackson, you can weigh in on this 90 seconds as we wind our way out of this segment. Your thoughts, is this, as Brad says, a positive motivator for both teams to want to maybe get some payback if they cross paths again?
Absolutely, and it's a situation where the region that we both teams play in, Cartersville, Cass, that particular region is as tough as there is in 5A, there's no question. I'd venture to say we came down to that Calhoun game. For us to get in the playoffs as the four seed, if Calhoun would have won that game, I think they would have played Coffee County and Douglas. That's how tough the region is. I think our fifth best team would have made three rounds into the playoffs. So it's iron sharpens iron. If you play that type of quality opponent every year in the regular season, you're going to have some success in the playoffs.
Well, we're coming up to the bottom of the hour here on your hometown radio, WBHF. On Fridays, we have a show that we are in the midst of called Bartow Sports Zone. Chance for us to talk local sports, college sports, and then a little pro sports. And well, we did a little bit of talk with Brad on Wednesday when we do Three and Out. We'll probably do a little recap after the bottom of the hour of some of the NCAA games that went on, the championship rounds, and what's shaping up for the playoffs and bowl games, and whatever else happens to pop in our heads. In the meantime, stick around, keep listening. We got GNN headlines coming your way. We're going to have some local news as well, followed by more sports talk right here on WBHF. That's AM 1450, FM 100.3, and online, going to WBHFradio.org.
Hi, this is Ivy Jordan. My husband Trey and I invite you to visit us at Latitude Blue under the Church Street Bridge in Cartersville. We are a unique custom-designed pool builder offering PebbleTech and Imagine Pools. Latitude Blue has a service department that can service and maintain your swimming pool and spa. We also have a full-service retail store stocked with products to increase your outdoor fun. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Latitude Blue, bringing families together one backyard at a time.
Let Kelly and her staff pamper your pet at Kelly's Pet Grooming. Hey, everybody, Alan Sanders here. You can depend on Kelly's Pet Grooming, located on North Tennessee Street right here in Cartersville, where they've been keeping local dogs and cats and their owners happy for 30 years, right in Bartow. Let me tell you, as owner of many dogs over the years, there's nobody we've trusted more than Kelly. All grooming is appointment only, and standing appointments are available. Kelly also offers express grooming and walk-in nail clipping services for dogs and cats of all ages. Call Kelly at 770-382-9013. That's 770-382-9013. Making Cartersville beautiful, one pet at a time.
To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goals. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Bartow Sports Zone. Alan Sanders here filling in. We've got Brad Stevens. We've got Jackson Hyde, and we are having a good time here on a Friday before the weekend, already deep in the holiday season. Hey, how about this? Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah. big parade last night. Really good. Really good night.
Yeah, you know what? Brad, you and I talked about this on Wednesday, and I'm going to dovetail it into what you just said. I've evolved as a sports fan. I hated what happened to the Bulldogs. I hated what went with the committee saying, you are the greatest, strongest, most powerful, you are the best team in the country. Oh, wait, you lost by three to a team in a neutral field. Yeah, you suck. You're out of the top five. You're done. I live with that because you know what? We had the Christmas parade. We had the Exchange Club Christmas parade supporting our local agencies. I live in a great community. I had about 5 minutes of that really sucks, and then I went back on with my life. How about you?
Yeah, about the same for me, man. The parade was the biggest one we've ever had. 166 entries, not including all the law enforcement vehicles. Thanks to them, because it couldn't be done without them. That's for sure. Yeah, the game, as far as that's concerned, I mean, you know, when we lost the game, I knew we'd be left out. I mean, you just knew it in your heart, and that was okay. Honestly, it's one of those things. We had that great run, and I'm happy that it happened rather than I'm sad that it ended, you know, and that's okay. And I knew they were going to do that. But as I said the other day, and I'll say it again out loud on here, I wish I had been less gracious for these last 2 years. That's for sure, because every troll I know has come out of the woodwork on me, and I haven't heard from in 2 years, and now they're talking again. And I'll be honest, I should have been more horrible over this time. But then again, I've got more class in my pinky finger than most of them have in their whole body, so I'm just going to leave it alone. But yeah, I mean, just call me when you are actually a fan or you actually have any tie to the school at all.
Well, let's stick with that for just a second. Brad, when you come down to it, I have the exact same philosophy. You know, there are so many people out there who wished that their program was doing what Georgia's done the last 3 years, but they're not done. I think with the playoff expanding next year, with Kirby Smart at the helm, with the talent they have and the fact that they continue to reload year after year, I'm excited to see what's going to happen next year. I don't think that they're done. I just think that the committee made a mistake, didn't want to put them in the top four. Fine. They'll be back next year.
Well, honestly, I was surprised we were in the position we were in, because when the season started, I thought we'll lose one or two this year because of all the turnover we've had and then the injuries. I mean, it's, you know, you got to remember Branson Robinson didn't carry the ball one time this year. Probably would have been our top running back. Didn't play a down. Hurt all year. We have Jamon Dumas Johnson, who sat out the last half of the season. I mean, I can go on and on. So there's a lot to be excited about, a lot to be happy about. I mean, I didn't think we'd be in this position at all, to be honest. I'm very excited for what's coming. It looks like Beck may be coming back with Vandergriff transferring already, but we shall see. Got to get some beef up on that defensive line, though. You saw in the Tech game and in the Alabama game, we're missing that Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter guy in the middle, and it really hurt. So we got to get some of that. The transfer portal may help us there. We may have to finally look at that thing really seriously. But, yes, I'm really excited about next year. But that schedule next year is absolutely brutal. But it'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Jackson, I know you're more on the Tech side, but surprised that Georgia, after being ranked one for so long and played so competitively and basically didn't lose a regular season game for three seasons straight, that they dropped out of the top four?
Yeah, this is coming from a guy who had no dog in the hunt, no pun intended. But if the committee had a mission statement of the committee's the four best teams, and they didn't do it. Anybody in their right mind can say Georgia's not one of the best four college football teams in the country. Don't know a whole lot about college football. You can look at they're playing the fifth seed. I think Georgia wound up sixth, Florida State fifth. And they're, I think, a 14 and a half point favorite over Florida State. You know, if you want to put the most deserving, Florida State probably should have been in there over Alabama. If you want to put the best four, then I would have said Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, and Texas was probably the best four teams in college football. So it's that's my 2 cents from the guy with no dog in the hunt.
Jackson, I'm curious, with Georgia dropping all the way to number six, and, of course, you've got FSU making the argument, we were undefeated, why aren't we in the top four? Is it even going to be a game between number five and number six in the Orange Bowl?
You know, I think there's a lot of factors. Obviously, Jordan Travis being out is a huge factor for Florida State. But, you know, you've got some guys from Georgia now that this game really doesn't mean a whole lot.
True.
Especially compared to what the games have meant the past 2 years. Your Brock Bowers, your guys maybe going to the NFL, do they play in this game? That's going to be the key. I think Georgia's better depth-wise regardless. I think Georgia's a two-touchdown favorite regardless of who plays. But, you know, it could be closer if key guys from Georgia choose to sit out.
Brad, you got 60 seconds. I'll close on that, what Jackson said. Have we gotten to the point where the bowl games, because it's not a championship, doesn't matter? Are we going to just rest our stars so they don't get hurt?
Well, you don't have much of a choice if they opt out. And I think FSU's had some opt-outs, and we will too. It depends on who sits out and who doesn't. I would love to see all these guys play, but you and I cannot say a word about that. It's their future. It's their life. And if they choose to opt out, I can't be mad about it. I hope it's a good game. I hope it's a Bulldog win. But you just don't know in this day and age. Unless you're in the playoff, a lot of people just kind of fade away, and that's just how it happens, man. And we shall see, but I sure hope we win. I would love to end the season in the top four.
Yeah, 100%. And there's a part of me, because, you know, I get FSU making the argument, hey, we were undefeated. Are you really one of the top four teams? Let's find out when the number six plays you and see what they what happens.
Without Travis, that changes everything. If Travis was still out there, FSU would be in this thing.
All right. Well, we've got to take our final commercial break. We've got a few more minutes left of Bartow Sports Zone. We'll continue our sports conversation, have a lot of fun as we are winding down a Friday. And we hope you're enjoying it with us. Don't forget, if you missed parts or if you want to go back and relive it, you can find it on Bartow Sports Zone, a podcast, just on your podcatcher of choice. We'll be back with the wrap-up after this.
Whether you're a fan of the Hurricanes, Colonels, Wildcats, or Tigers, Sidelines Grill in Cartersville is the perfect spot to get your team ready with a meal before the game or celebrate afterwards. Wear your team colors to Sidelines Grill on Fridays this season and receive a free queso appetizer with the purchase of any two entrees. With a great menu, wall-to-wall TVs, patio seating, and a kids' menu too, it's Sidelines Grill where you'll find great food, good times, and all the games.
Welcome back, everybody, to Bartow Sports Zone, our final segment here as we are winding down this Friday edition of Bartow's Morning News. Great to have you along. Hey, just a reminder, I'll be here tomorrow morning, 7 until 10 a.m. with Waking Up with Alan, followed by BK on the Air. It's your Guardians of Saturday morning, so if you enjoy some news talk followed by nostalgic geek fun talk, it all rolls together for 5 hours of broadcast excellence. Come on back tomorrow morning. No football tonight. We're done. We were talking about college football as we went into the break, and we're back with our guests. We've got Brad Stevens. We've got Jackson Hyde, part of the bench warmers for the Bartow Sports Zone group. I'm Alan Sanders, again, filling in as we wind down. Guys, I wanted to move and maybe bring Brad in more on this because we were talking a little bit about basketball with the local high schools and just how much I've enjoyed the coverage we bring for local basketball, and because of my wife getting involved in a lot more of the college basketball talk and starting to get involved in that for over the last now 16 years. Brad, you've got a long background with basketball and, of course, the coverage we bring and calling games. Football's behind us, but we've got another sport coming up.
Man, you know, college basketball may be my favorite. I don't know. It just depends on when you ask me. But I'm so excited about the season starting, and there's already been some good games out there. I love these early season non-conference matchup things that they pulled off these last few years. I enjoy the conference matchup tournament so much. But we're up for a good season again. I feel like there's more parity now with the transfer portal and basketball. I think there's a lot of good players playing on a lot of different teams now. It's not quite as top heavy as it used to be, and I think that's a lot of fun. I definitely enjoy it. And, I know Susan can vouch for that, being a Syracuse fan. They love their basketball up in New York. And, I was there, and I saw it firsthand. And it's pretty awesome to watch the Big East tournament in the Madison Square Garden. There's a lot of energy in that building. So, really pumped about it. As far as Georgia goes in basketball, just hold your breath. I don't know. we would beat North Carolina one night and lose to a directional school the very next night. So, you just never know with us. So, we'll do the best we can. I'm really pumped about seeing how it shakes out in the March Madness this year. I have no idea who the best team is. There's no way to know right now.
I was going to ask, early on, there's some talk about what a strong program, they're a perennial favorite, is UConn. They seem to be a team to be watching.
Yeah, they smoked North Carolina the other night. And that was not really a surprise. I mean, I know UConn has come on strong in the last few years, and nothing surprises me with them anymore. They recruit really well. They got a really rabid fan base, and they've got a lot of advantages. And they got a great coach and a lot of good history. They probably, over the last 20 years, if you add everything together, they're probably the most successful college basketball program if you look at it that way. So UConn could be the early favorite to take this thing home.
Jackson, Brad made a point about the portal and all the transfers around, and then bringing parity. Are we going to be in for another March Madness already that's going to be completely mad?
Absolutely. No question about it. It's going to be fun to watch. You mentioned UConn, another early season favorite. And it seems like they are every year, and they always fizzles Purdue. I've yet to figure out how they keep getting the a lot of the love early in the season when they just failed to produce late in the year. But Brad mentioned Georgia and Georgia Tech. They played each other this week. Georgia was able to beat them. But Tech's come off two good wins, beat a good Mississippi State team, beat Duke at home right before they played Georgia. Yep. So it's both these teams have got a chance to make some upsets in the state this year. Georgia State is another team that you can almost pencil them in for a chance to get in on an automatic bid through their conference championship. So it's going to be fun to watch.
All right, bringing it back more local as far as our and Jackson's kind of brings us full circle to where we started. We interviewed some of our basketball coaches for the first time. What's your prognostication here in for local teams?
Well, I really like the Cartersville Lady Kings basketball team this year. They're Coach Boykin has brought them along very well. Beating Jefferson last year in the first round, I expect them to go deeper this year. That's going to be a good team. And, again, a tough region for ladies basketball when you got the likes of Calhouns and the Hirams. Cass has got some key players back on their team this year. It's going to be a really fun region battle, if you will. And I think all of them have some chances to make a deep run. On the boys' side, you got to look at Cartersville probably, and Adairsville probably going to be the two better boys' basketball teams this year in the county. Cass is reloading. They've lost a lot of key players. Woodland is getting there, getting back to a little bit of more of a consistent type of play and the coaching staff. So it's going to be fun to watch those two develop. But I expect Cartersville and Adairsville to be the playoff teams this year.
Brad, less than 60 seconds. Your thoughts on the season for the local teams?
I'm excited. Like I have to reiterate, the Lady Canes, they're looking pretty sharp. The Lady Colonels will be much improved. With getting a couple of players back, as Jackson said. Going to be a tough for the boys, though, in this region. Hiram and Calhoun are going to be hard to beat. You know, Hiram was really, really good last year, and they're going to be about the same this year. So a lot of us are going to be on the outside looking in, but maybe we can pull some upsets. But we shall see. Cass lost some players, who knows? I think it's Hiram's region.
Well, here's the thing. We'll be around to talk about it, and I can't wait for us to start covering it. Guys, thank you so much for being here on a Friday, and Merry Christmas again to both of you. That's going to wind us down. We're done. We'll be back in just a minute here after we get a Fox News update. We're going to have a Best of the Golden Life, followed by a rebroadcast of yesterday's Cartersville City Council meeting.
Hey, football fans, this is Sean, owner of St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station. Are you ready for some touchdown-worthy treats during football season? Well, we've got something special just for you. Swing by St. Angelo's and enjoy our great pizza, famous wings, and local bar, perfect for cheering on your favorite teams. And that's not all. Our famous $9.99 Pizza of the Month promotion is still going strong, giving you a delicious surprise every month. So don't miss out. Visit us at stangelos.com to find our menu and order online. Catch all the football action with St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station. See you soon and go team!